This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. وأخرج الترمذي أيضا عن عمرو بن عوف رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدين لا يأزر إلى الحجاز كما يأزر الحية إلى حجرها ولا يعقلن الدين من الحجاز معكل الأروية من رأس الجبل إن الدين بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ فطوبى للغرباء وهم الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من بعدي من سنتي. Imam al-Tirmidhi narrates a hadith from Sayyidina Amr bin Auf رضي الله تعالى عنه that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the deen will leave, go outside, turn around and come back to Hijaz. Like a snake goes out and then turns around and comes back into its burrow. What is Al-Hijaz? Al-Hijaz is the western part of the Arabian Peninsula. It's where Makkah Mukarrama is. It's where Medina Munawwara is. He says that the deen will go out and come back to Hijaz like a snake leaves its hole and then turns around and comes back. And that the deen will seek refuge in Hijaz like the mountain goat seeks refuge on the top of the mountain. The same mountain goats and certain livestock, certain wild animals, when they're afraid of something, they will climb up to the highest place that they can go in order to seek refuge. And likewise, it will be that one day the deen will seek refuge back in Hijaz. Like the mountain goat seeks refuge on the top of a mountain. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the deen started as a strange matter, and that one day will come when it will be strange again, when people will find the customs of the deen, whether it be not killing your children, whether it be chastity, whether it be family, whether it be respecting elders, whether it be even the belief in Allah Ta'ala and His Messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam, all of these things for such a large period of time, they were the norm for people. They were the norms for Muslims and for non-Muslims, and many non-Muslims, they were the norm for them because of the effect and the impression that Islam left on them. You know, we underestimate sometimes the impression that Islam has left even on Christianity and on Judaism. There are a lot of things in Christianity, for example, there is a movement of people they call iconoclasts that wanted to remove all the icons, pictures, statues, etc. from the churches, and they considered the victory that Allah gave the Muslims over the Christians in the early times to be because of the idolatry, the pagan idolatry that they brought into the religion. There are movements in Judaism that are very similar also. Maimonides, Musa bin Maimun, he's the great rabbi of the Jews. They say that he's the second Musa after Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to them. After him, he's the most important Musa that they've had. His works on Aqidah are all in Arabic, and they're almost wholesale copies of the works of Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah tabarak wa ta'ala, which we don't have a problem with. We consider this to be a sign that Allah ta'ala enlightened our ulama with the haqq and put it on their tongues, that other people also recognize it as well. We don't have a problem with that in any way, shape or form. But you know, we underestimate that effect that we had. But just like deen and just like the worship of Allah ta'ala and just like good character and good values became the norm for a while, near the end of time they will start to become strange again, like they were strange before the deen came. So Allah Ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى, so glad tidings to strangers, people who practice Islam and who fear Allah Ta'ala and emulate His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they find themselves ostracized or they find themselves not fitting in with the group. Good, glad tidings, good news for you if you're one of those people. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسُ مِنْ بَعْدِي مِنْ سُنَّتِي. And he says, who are those غُرَبَاء? Who are those strangers? They are the ones that rectify and that repair those things that the generality of the public and the generality of the population have destroyed from my sunnah after I leave. And this glad tiding is something that every one of us should look forward to. This glad tiding is something every one of us should look forward to. We should have in our hearts some raghba and some hamasa and some sort of desire and excitement and hope that we also, Allah Ta'ala uses us to bring back the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after the people have destroyed it. It's something that all of us should look forward to. And it's also a kind of an indication to us that, you know, when the sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is put forth, it's not always legally obligatory to follow the sunnah, but one shouldn't just be like, oh, this is just a sunnah. One should have some raghba for it, some sort of excitement for it. Even if you're not able to practice it yourself on your limbs, at least you should have some sort of love for it and honor for it and raise its place inside of your heart. At least you should have that in your heart, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, may make us amongst those ghuraba, amongst those strangers in this world that rectify the sunnah, the practice of the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the people have destroyed it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us so much tawfiq, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.